Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Duck Call.
Podcast. All right, boy.
Well, yeah,
si. Hey, first of all, welcome to 2022, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I hope it's a great year for everybody.
Yep. Well, now, what? You know what? Every time the year changes over, most people, they come up with a New Year's resolution of some sort.
All yep. right.
Do you have one?
No, which they never keep, by the way. That's why I don't do that, okay?
You had
the
one.
Only thing I do is, okay, I was a pretty good person in 2021.
Pretty good.
Okay. Wait, have we talked about this already?
Yeah, we did.
So,
but Phil wasn't here.
Yeah, but Phil wasn't.
Okay, so we need Macmillan's New Year's resolution. Yeah.
Si's just going to try and be.
I'm going to be a better person in 2022 than I was in 2021 and leave this earth in a better shape.
Can me and Stone make a list for you?
Yeah.
Of things you need to work on?
No, you don't make lists from somebody else's resolution. No,
that's a better way.
He doesn't need anything on his list. But. So what about you?
Well, I don't do resolutions. You know, whenever I want to do something or not do something, then I just do it. But that's like...
Is there anything you're going to do or not do starting
Well, you know now? What? I might drop a few lbs.
How you going to do that?
Translate.
I know a guy that can
help. Pounds. Drop a few pounds.
Okay. LBs.
Yeah.
LBs. Pounds.
LBs.
Okay. Well,
the January marks the halfway point in the Louisiana duck season.
Oh.
And I'm going to go. I'm here to tell you.
You better have a gut full of it,
hadn't you? Well, to be honest with you, yeah. I feel like I'm about 60. Right now.
Well, that's because 46. You run with old farts like me and Phil.
Well, I tell you, Phil might be 70. How old is he? 76?
70, no, 75. I'm 73, he's 75. 2 years
He
old.
Might be 75, but he still runs like he's 35 as far as duck hunting goes. He's going to go every day. We've had record highs this past week. It's been getting up in the 80s.
81 Sunday, I think.
Not
duck hunting weather.
I'm the scout, so I get into P row and I go over the whole property, and there is not a duck, not one duck on the whole property.
Times are bad, boys.
So my advice was, Phil, we don't have not a duck on the premises.
Let's sleep in.
Let's take a day off, he said. Why would you ever do that?
Why would you?
So y'all duck hunted this morning.
I can hear it now.
No. Did he look at you like this?
I'm trying to change the way he thinks as far as, you know, most people wait till the ducks show up, then go duck hunting. But we got what you call FOMO.
What's that?
The fear of missing out.
He has that.
That's a diagnosis, I think. Uh-huh. That's axis one.
Phil Robertson has a major FOMO of a duck showing up.
F-M-O. That's it. FOMO.
And he was watching the Weather Channel at the house instead of killing it.
That's it. Jay's came up with that. What's the word for that? Acronym? Is that what that's called? Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's very accurate with our hunting party.
Hey.
Because for years, if I was sick or something, and I would hope that they wouldn't get them.
And that was when they'd get them.
The fear of missing.
You shouldn't have hoped that they didn't get them. It always worked out.
Well, Phil had it yesterday because me and Jace went, and we went on the early hunt before church, and Phil didn't want to go because he had to preach. But he had Burley call about 9 o'clock. To find out what they missed out on. He said, "What?" He called. He said, "Phil wants to know what he's missing out." What he miss? I said, "3 Woodies and a gadwall." That's what he missed.
That's it.
But he had that FOMO so bad that he just had to know. Had to know. Of course, well, I admit, I used to have it, but now I do not have it.
Realism.
Well, that's the way you go. Because when I was living in Alabama, I come over here for about 5 days. So we used to, you know, I'm coming up. It's about just, you know, I got one more day, you know. And I said, boys, I left Saturday. I said, well, boys, y'all burn them tomorrow. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, the temperature's going to drop 40 degrees. And I've got to go back to Alabama. I said, so y'all will smoke them tomorrow.
Burn the gun barrels off. So, hey,
they call me. Yeah. They call me. Usually I have to call them and say what they found out. They called me and said, you were right. We killed 75.
They wasn't rubbing it in, were they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rubbing it. Yeah, they said, well, I said,
it may be the fear of the rub in.
Yeah. I said, I knew that.
Oh, they love to rub it in.
But that's the way it goes. Okay. If you miss out, but here's the whole thing. If there ain't no ducks, yeah. You know,
well, it's been
less, you know. And hey, these are, you know, I can understand if I go because I'm uneducated, so that means I'm ignorant. Okay, but for educated people to go,
they just keep going.
That's bad news.
Well, but it finally got cold.
Yeah.
Did it bring any ducks with it?
About 25.
About 25.
No, didn't bring none.
They came.
Look, they don't come down.
Because it was 80 degrees Saturday, and then Sunday it was snowing.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
What has to happen for the ducks to come down here? I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
From Arkansas north. It has to be about 2 foot of snow. And then they'll leave up there because, hey, all the grain will be covered.
I tell you what, it's been tough. Woo.
Yeah.
It's been tough this year.
I mean, hey, look.
I want Jay to tell the story that I heard when I was at your house Friday on speakerphone when Jay said he's going to leave early. And Phil was like, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out.
You're going to miss it.
You're going to be telling your grandkids about what we do here today when you leave.
Yeah, that's when Jace turned to him and he said, no, you're going to have to tell the grandkids because I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And Stone went with him.
I said, I'm with you fellas. But the way Phil does it, he don't really have anything else to do. He just soon sent that duck blind. So he'll say, boys, about 10:15, you're not going to believe what you're going to see here. You're going to be telling your grandkids about it. And then at 10:15 comes and goes, he'll say, boys, I've seen about 11:30. You're not going to believe what's fixed to happen here.
I used to fall for that. I don't
know. You don't listen no more?
Yesterday, we're sitting there about noon. And he said, boys, I remember when Paul used to talk about that 2 o'clock flight. It's like the daylight flurry starting over again. He said, I'm telling you, 2 o'clock, that'll be the leading edge.
Well, 2 o'clock. I've got to say, he's always positive, buddy. He's always positive.
Oh, he's the most positive duck hunter I've ever come
across. When was the last time I hunted? I ain't been a couple of days.
Well, about a week.
Okay. So but anyway, the last time I hunted was on the lake. Okay. And we killed, I think, 8, and I killed 3 of them.
Thank you.
Because I kept telling them, I said, boys, I was 3 for 3. Well, yeah. Jay said, yeah, no, you're out. You know, and I said, no, I'm not out. I said, 3 wood ducks come in, I kill 2 of them.
Yeah.
I said, then 2 jacks come in, and I kill 1 of the jacks. I said, so I was 3 for 3. Well, since they get bad mouthed me, Stone would call me and say, hey, look, you know, you don't need to go. Just don't waste your time. I said, okay, I ain't going to be there. So they're bad mouthing me.
So guess what?
They ain't killing doodly squat.
No,
I ain't there.
The shooter's gone.
That's right. The shooter's gone.
That's it. That's why we ain't killing nothing.
Does he do like Phil? Is he positive? Like, hey, guys, there's going to be a 10:30 flight?
Oh, yeah. No.
He don't do that?
Jace?
No, Jace is quiet. He stays in his inn. And looks for ducks.
I only been with him one time.
He's real serious.
After that, he got cold, boys.
Yeah. Well, you don't raise up and shoot.
That's right.
On your own.
Hey, I've learned.
Only 2 people call, cut them.
That's it.
I've learned
last name Robertson.
The weed out process is a pretty good process.
It's
if you
quick.
Get if you get weeded out, you're weeded out. I mean, deal with it.
But they ought to give you they ought to give you a heads up on hey, here's how this works.
Yeah,
because he didn't even get a heads up. He made a mistake, and it cost him.
Always remember this, Philip. Hey. Philip, always remember this. Blood is thicker than mud.
That's right, boys.
With that, let's take a quick commercial break.
Let's take a break.
Quick break, boys.
Stone, you been cooking anything good?
Thicker than mud.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we're going to eat good Sunday night?
Oh, yeah. We're going to eat good Sunday night. We got a buddy of ours from
Dr. D.
The great state of Mississippi.
Mississippi.
He's coming here?
Dr. D.
Dr. Deans. Yep. You need to meet him.
I don't know him.
Oh, yeah. He's a character now.
Oh, he's a good one.
You ever?
He's a keeper.
Yeah, you know.
He's a keeper.
You know
he's
the movie warrior. "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" When they're singing the song about the guy going to jail.
He's in the jailhouse.
In the jailhouse.
In the tune of E, fellas.
In the neighborhood.
Excuse me.
In the neighborhood of D.
Good country tune.
It was good tea, boys.
Which one is he?
All right. So, anyways, yeah, he's one of. He looks like the little skinny one. He's got a red beard.
He's got
a long red beard.
Well, hey, I'll tell you a secret. If you ever seen the, medicine show? What's the name of it?
Old Crow
Medicine Show. He's one of them.
Yeah, but don't none of
in
them
constant
fellas.
Sorrow.
But don't none of them fellas look like Dr. Deans.
Uh-uh. Oh, he's got a unique look of his own.
Hey, can I tell the story about how you and him met?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to tell most of the story.
Go ahead.
When Si had an event and we were doing a skeet shoot, which actually started making this home for Hopes a lot of more money since me and Jay and Si kind of talked to him about it.
That was my idea.
It was your idea.
I said, you get a bunch of rednecks together with shotguns, you can make some money.
So he's part of the Homes for Hope.
Well, he's one of the he's one of the sponsors. So he gives them money. Him and his buddy Jay Graham. So they've got a big tour bus that belongs to Jay Graham, and it used to belong to Brooks and Dunn. So that's where
he's a character, but sounds like he's doing all right.
Oh, he's doing all right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's
doing. So look.
Hey, he's a doctor.
So look, they say he's a doctor. They say Si. This is your bus where you're going to be able to go and take a break. It's going to be your green room, okay? So Stone is walking up on the bus, and Dr. Deans and Jay Graham and Jay Graham are on the bus. So Stone walks in. He looks at Dr. Deans, and he said, "What are you doing on this bus?" And Dr. Deans was like, "Well, I mean, and then he turned to the other guy and said, "How about you? What are you doing on here?" He was like, "Man, I own it." He was like, "Well, you can stay.
You gotta go."
So what about you?
You get that holy looking fella out of here.
He said, but, "That's when I knew we was gonna be friends."
That's it. And we've been friends ever since.
You can stay, but you gotta go.
But no,
that's the short version.
Well, you know, we were on the bus, and these two hands come up on it. Yeah, I don't know who
you
they
don't
are.
Know who they are?
It's true.
I thought somebody was gonna try mess with Simon or whatever.
Hoodwink.
I thought that was.
So, anyways,
Si always had better security than Willie.
Yeah,
because I didn't do nothing.
So, the funny part is, we still tell that story and laugh about it, but these guys have become really good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And we keep in contact. I talk to Dr. Deans about once a week, keep up with each other's family and whatnot. But it's funny how you meet people.
Yeah.
And,
we've met a lot of good people. They're like family. If we go to Mississippi, I want to see them.
That's it.
Or if they come through here, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I want to see them. He's coming here Sunday, by the way. We're going to have us feed.
Hey, and it helps when if they're good friends, have got big ponds full of big largemouth bass.
Oh yeah.
That helps a lot.
Hey, yeah. John David,
it's a good thing. BK had hit that every once in a while.
The first time we went, they took us to one of Jay Graham's ponds to go fishing, and we didn't catch nothing. And Stone said, "This is a gar hole, boys.
Oh, gar hole."
So the next time we came, they took us and we caught a bunch of fish. Yeah. And Jay was like, "Man, what happened that first time we came? They said, we didn't know you. We didn't want to turn you on to
That's
the good
right.
fish.
Yeah. Right. We didn't know you good enough.
We didn't know you.
So know the first time Dr. Dean's come to go fish with me, guess what?
Garhold him?
He got garholed.
Was that? He garholed him.
Took him to Jace's pond, not Willie's.
Yeah. But anyways, it's January, early January, halfway through duck season. This morning, I get up, and my voice is, I'm losing my voice a little bit because yesterday the wind was blowing 30 miles an hour out of the northwest.
And it was one of them.
And y'all hunted it?
Till dark.
Yeah, and it was
ride the hole, Johnny D.
Because you keep thinking in past years when a big front came through like that, the ducks or geese or whatever, something showed up.
Yep,
it was sleet, wintry mix, 30 mile an hour northwest wind. It never happened. It never happened. So
you didn't kill anything.
We killed 9 ducks.
And hey, here's the bad part. The last one was shot at 7:30 a.m.
That's right.
Ooh.
And I left the blind at 5:15.
They left at 5:15.
I got home about 6:30. I told the wife, I said, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
So from you were in a duck blind from 8 until 5:30?
No. I left the house at 3:30 a.m. Yeah.
But I'm saying from 8 a.m. to 5:30, you were there and didn't...
No, that's right. Didn't even see
fire one shot.
Just camaraderie.
Yeah.
So what do y'all do? Y'all tell stories?
It was me and Jace, really. There was an early shift, and then I took the early shift back to the bank. Jace stayed in blind. And then later on, Phil and Burley showed up, and that was the late shift.
And you just...
But me and Jace stayed there all day.
Ouch. So, Si, what do you do? What do you do when you're riding the hole?
Yeah, what do you?
You tell stories. You cook. Y'all eat.
I've got where I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Si's out.
No, but the sad part is, since Si hadn't been there, there ain't been no laughing.
Yeah, it's like there ain't been no time.
Laughter's out, boys. Hey.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would have been able to even laugh.
If I'm out, if I ain't there, no, laughter's out.
And Al's got it right. He said it's. Phil and Jason, they have an infatuation with misery.
It never fails.
Look, when you get some, Phil gets some new meat, like somebody new shows up, he'll ride them from daylight to dark just to see what they're made of and then laugh about it the next day. So,
how did Evil Eye do?
Oh, he did good. Oh, Evil Eye, he's one of them. He's a hunter now. I don't think you could wear him out.
Nope.
He's one of them. That's another one we need to have on here. He's a character.
Well, we got a lot of strange collection of humans we've met.
Phil nicknamed him. Jay said, hey, look, you need to change that. You know, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And Phil said, what are you talking about, son? Yeah. He said, well, the man can't see out of that eye. He had an accident when he was a child.
He said, evil is
and he said, evil, that's talking about the devil. And Phil said, well, hey, look, you know.
And so the next time he came down, he said, Stone, take old booger eye, get him in the rig. I looked at Lance. He just shook his head, smiling. Right. He don't think none of it.
Lance, he's compassion of the Robertsons.
Okay. Phil does everything out of love. I mean, he chewed me out this morning out of love.
Hey, look, if they don't fool with you,
evil.
Hey, you didn't make the cut.
I moved Phil's four-wheeler this morning and took a butt chewing.
That's right. Wasn't even there. He got out of the blind and went on the walk.
So
he does a lot of the. They call it a walkout.
Yeah.
In Australia, a walkabout.
A walkabout, mate.
A walkabout.
Yeah, I do a lot of walkabout.
He does a lot of walkabout. He's got an Australian in him.
Australian.
Yeah. He does a lot of walkabouts. East. Okay.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah. So, on that note. You know, Jace goes out there, puts the decoys out and all this, and it's rough right now.
It's rough.
Okay. I mean, hey, it's tough. I'm surprised we hadn't got stuck going in there.
Oh, it's tough.
You know, because the roads are all muddy and the ruts are deep and all this, and... So they go in there. Jay had scouted it and told them, hey, I did not see a duck. Let's not go up there.
Yeah.
You know, let's not even go. Okay, let's not even go. Oh, let's sleep in. Nope, we got to go. And then they went up there so far it's hard to get into. Then he goes out there, and every time you take a step putting decoys out, you sink about a foot and a half in mud.
Yeah.
So you're the whole time you're out there putting out decoys, you're this close from getting wet. Okay.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah. So look, he comes back, y'all.
Phil's not even worried about being banished anymore.
Jason said, hey, somebody needs to move his four-wheeler. So Phil said, hey, mine's taken care of. I brush it. Yo, Godwin gets in the other one, drives it 20 yards, and leaves it parked right in the middle of the open ball open. So Jay's coming back. And Jason,
is that what
said,
you got
hey.
In trouble for?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jason said, hey, look, we got to do something for Phil. Jason said, I get him. I'll take him. Yo. So he gets in the first one, drives it 200 yards, parks it. Comes back, gets in Phil's, takes it, drives it, y'all. Phil said, what are you doing? Yeah. He said, I'm moving the stupid four-wheeler just right here beside the blind. Young Phil said, it's brushed. And Jay said, hey, there was two willows on it, on the top.
Well, I think it was three.
But anyway, y'all, so Jay goes on a walkabout, and then Phil jumps on Jason and Stone about, you boys didn't got where y'all think y'all know it all, blah, 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 blah.
You know what the crazy thing is? He just told that story. He wasn't even there.
Si, you weren't there?
No.
And it happened this morning?
Yeah. Oh, shit. My leg's cramping.
Hey, hey, boys.
We got.
Hey, that's the thing. Hey, that's the thing about not a big brother, but a younger brother. Oh, he hears it and sees it all, boys.
He sees it all. All right, Stones needs some potassium. He's too many walkabouts. Right, so we're going to take a break.
Right, walkabout break.
Regather right us. Si will tell us more stories he wasn't there for right after this.
So we watched a video this morning. I said there wasn't no laughing this morning, but it was, actually. We watched the video, Si, you'll remember this, where, you know, Clint and them, who does all our social media for Duck Commander, they got a TikTok now.
TikTok for those.
TikTok,
I believe.
TikTok.
So they got Si on there, the best arguments I've ever been witness to. Where 50 pintails were working around there. This was 20 years ago. 20 years ago. There's 40 or 50 pintails working around. We don't ever see pintails, so Jace gets all excited about them. Well, they work around. You duck hunters know that pintails, you know, once they do that, when they get within 40, you better get what you can get. But three of them peeled out low. It was backpedaling over the decoys. Now, back in these days, we're trying to get footage for the old DVDs we used to run, the old original Duck Commander hunting DVDs. So getting duck footage was critical. And it's pretty much our livelihood back in them days. So anyways, Jay said, kill those three. Well, we raised up, and the group was about 60, I'd say. 60 to 70 yards. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop,
at least
pop, pop,
50.
Pop. At least
50.
At least. Yeah. So we all emptied our shotguns on the high bunch. And Jay said, well, y'all at least we got the three. And Si said, what three? Well, Si, Tommy, and Phil, they never saw the three low ones. They just saw the high ones. Which me and Jace, we saw the three low ones, but they were on their side, so we thought they got them.
So nobody shot at the three?
No.
Nobody shot.
I raised up, and like I said, it was probably 60. First shot, feathers.
So here we
feathers,
go.
Feathers.
All right, here
times.
It is, Si. Si, you ready?
Yeah.
Johnny D's got it.
Yeah.
Why are you hollering?
One down.
Why are you hollering?
You keep pointing right in front of you. If they was 15 yards doing this in front of you, you should have killed all three of them. You're
mad.
And they just swung past that tree right there.
Idiot.
And all them.
I knocked one down.
Idiot.
And I shot at him up in them
limbs.
He was going to
come. No. Bad call. Bad call.
Bad call?
Yeah, it was a bad call. Yeah, I made a bad call on them four gadwalls the other day. You just made a bad call on 40.
Middle.
That's just dumb.
But the pass before was closer than that.
You boys always talking smack about my shooting. Right.
I just saw it. It's terrible.
I've been killing a whole bunch of them.
They were in front of y'all.
I'm not going to take the blame. You're in this duck blind. If they're 20 yards from me, they're 20 yards from you.
They were?
Well, I ain't taking the blame, Jack. Yo, so you can get off of that horse.
Oh, Phil's in the background just dying laughing.
Hey, I remember it like it was yesterday. So I said, you can get off that horse because he's dead.
So I was you fired up, Simon? Yeah. Did you get fired up?
Oh, no, because I don't even remember it now when we were saying, idiot, idiot, idiot. Because if I heard that, I said, no, you talking about an idiot. If you seen three at 20 or 15 and didn't kill them, you're the idiot.
I mean, that was Duck Dynasty level. I ain't taking the blame, Jack. That could have gone on a T-shirt.
And right? that was 20 years ago. That's you believe that?
Funny.
I remember it like it was yesterday. That was funny. Look, and they hollered for an hour. That didn't even do that argument justice. There was hollering for a solid hour.
I ain't taking the blame.
Over those three stupid pintails.
Over a duck, no less.
Over three. Three stupid pintails.
That's what's so funny about it. It's over a duck.
So was it you against everybody else?
No.
It's usually me against all of them anyway. Okay, because according to Phil Robertson and Jason, I've never killed a duck in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's out.
Unbeknownst to both of them, I kill my share every time we go.
Well, you told me that Stone was cleaning the ducks and found a bunch of your shells in them. You're shocked.
He takes it easy on them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on Si's side.
Because, hey, look, the best one on that, when Phil had Moss Lake, okay, he had a bunch of people that was with him, and they paid money, okay, to lease Moss Lake and Fish Lake, you know, him and Tommy, and then the other people. Well, they got in the blind. We got in the blind one morning. I'm a guest, okay? So we kill a bunch of ducks, and they're sitting there, and here comes one big mallard drake. Well, I'm so used to being around them that when they said, okay, you go ahead and kill him, they usually raise up and kill him. So I rushed my shot and missed him. Well, hey, they all put on spurs and started riding me like a bronc. They going, you know, break, wild bronc. So I'd had a gut full of it. So, hey, the next day we went, okay, and I said, they got on me again.
You messed up and shot by yourself.
No.
And missed.
No. They said, you kill him. Well, I figured one of them was going to kill him, so I shot fast and I missed him.
Yeah.
Well, they rode me all day. Yeah. So the next day we come, and I said, okay, and they jumped on me again. And I said, okay, boys.
Okay, boys.
So, look, we're back at the place where we clean them now, and we're cleaning them. So I said, well, all right, boys, since y'all been riding me all day, I said, I think I'm going to put my spurs on, and I'm fixing to ride you clowns a little bit. So, hey, we had about 40 or 50. So I said, okay, let's see.
How many of y'all was it?
Oh, it was about eight of us, you know. And I said, okay, let's set the stage for this little production here. I said, what are you shooting? And they all said, I'm shooting 12 and number two shot. I said, what are you shooting? You know, it's 12 number twos. Yeah, what are you shooting? 12 number twos. 12 number twos. I said, PR, what are you shooting? He said, 16 gauge sixes. I said, yeah, that's what I'm shooting too, 16-gauge sixes.
Number six.
So we start cleaning them, and like I said, we had about 50. And I said, okay, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, him 10 right there, that's 16-gauge six shot. Uh-oh, hey, all right, here we go, boys. There's one duck for numbers, 12-gauge twos. Uh-oh, number 12, okay, another 12 ducks for 16-gauge sixes.
Now you've broken the
law. Golly, hey, boys, hold it. There's two more ducks that's got twos in them, you know. So y'all are three, we're about at 18. You know, so he goes up there, and I said, okay, boys, yep, here's the final count. 43-7.
So two of you killed 43 ducks in one day?
No. So I said, hey, all right, here's the final count, boys. I said, hey. 16-gauge sixes, 43. 12-gauge twos, 7. I said,
I got a question for you.
You ain't got nothing to say over there?
They got off of you.
Oh, they took those spurs off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't. But,
what's the difference between a 16-gauge number 6 and a 12-gauge number 6? What's the difference?
No, it won't be any difference.
That's right.
Sixes.
Yeah, sixes.
The sixes, baby. Little holes.
Yeah.
So, twos look like they've been shot with buckshot, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, I finally, Phil said, hey, come in. We was going toward the, getting the trucks to go, PR, go hunting the next day. Phil said, hey. I said, what? He said, yeah, I don't care. He said, but hey. He said, but the other ones do. I said, he said, they're paying money. He said, I know. I said, you was justified you give doing that to them. He said, because we rode you pretty hard. I said, yeah, yeah, for missing 1 mile of drink. He said, but don't do that again. He said, they're paying money and you're not, you're a guest. I said, roger that.
So you just shame the boys that paid to hunt with you.
That's it. You know, hey. Don't ride me if you don't want, you know, if you can't take a little ribbing yourself, don't rip me.
Nope.
Oh, if you don't have thick skin around where we hunt,
hey, that's true.
Homie, don't play that.
Well, don't play that.
Well, on that note, on 12-2-6-16-4s and 2s and 6s, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back after this.
Right after this.
Right after this.
By the way, have y'all noticed my attire today?
It's nice.
I don't know.
Sherpa?
That is. It's
fleece.
Real
I
nice.
It, I call it a shacket.
A shacket?
Jacket.
A shacket.
I have a shacket.
It's a
I
shirt.
I like the color.
And, yeah, I like
and
it
a
too.
Jacket.
No, I like the color. It's
cool. All in one. It's the best thing since pockets on a shirt.
Is that one of our
and
sponsors,
that is
Jay?
A shirt with pockets.
Where where did that come from?
My mother-in-law gave it to me.
Okay.
Lisa.
No, Lisa.
Okay. Oh, I never have.
No, this thing is incredible. I mean, you talking about warm. It's got, feel that, Philip.
No, her and Al both.
Like that.
They bought a vest out of some kind of.
Al has a vest?
Emule
not an emule, alpaca.
Alpaca.
I knew
it was close. Yeah, alpaca, emule, that's the same thing.
I don't know what this is. I think it's wool on the inside.
It's nice.
Like, oh, yeah, it's real like nice, Clark.
Or fleece.
It's
our
real
fleece.
Nice.
True grit.
Was that a Christmas present?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Oh, by the way.
I thought it was like a new discovery.
But Al and Kellett had a real good lesson Sunday.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's Matthew 28, where Jesus is calling his disciples together.
Yep.
And said, all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. So,
therefore.
It got me thinking. So I went after the lesson, after everybody fixed to leave, and went up and told Al. I said, hey, Kelly had already left. I said, that was a real good lesson. I said, but I got a question for you. I said, in the original Hebrew or Arabic or whatever language.
Greek.
Yeah, you know, or Greek. What was the word for authority?
Man, you're getting deep.
Well, no, because I wanted to know, okay?
This just became a 300-level course.
You know, and Al said, I do not have the answer to that, but I will look it up. So I went back back to the house, got my Bible out, looked it up, and it had like 8 verses, you know, down there in the bottom, talking about, okay, go check this out. And it was talking about Jesus' authority because one of them, I think, Augusta or whatever, when he was before him, they was asking Jesus, by what authority are you doing all these miracles you've been doing? And he said, well, I'll ask you a question, and if you tell me, then I'll tell you. Well, he asked him a question, and they wouldn't tell him, so he didn't tell them what authority. But I thought it was cool. The Bible said, okay, he has authority over the universe. Okay, well, when I was telling Al, I said, well, here's what hit me when y'all was talking about that. I said, in my little mind, Jesus has the, because this was right after he has risen from the dead, is when he told them. You know, I said, well, here's what come in my mind. Jesus has the authority. He turned to death and said, hey, depart from me and don't ever let me see your face again. Me or my people, which I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was just a side note.
That's a pretty good side note.
Well, no,
the
no,
Great Commission.
But it was cool. Yeah. They did have an excellent lesson.
Hey, you know what I got authority over?
What?
Doodly squat.
Well, at least you know it.
Yeah.
Well, he got authority over.
That's the difference between most people. Okay. Yeah. He knows. Okay, and I do too.
Yeah.
I ain't got a 30.
I'm like old.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
What's that? What was that old woman's name on Josie Wells?
Oh, Granny Hawkins.
Granny Hawkins. Hawkins.
Yeah.
Granny
Hawkins. Well, you know what that means, that Josie Wells?
You can pay me when you see me, Josie.
Doodly squat.
All that big talk.
Doodly squat.
Si done got me going down a rabbit hole of
what you looking
word
at,
authority in Hebrew and all sorts of stuff.
Well, hey, what, yeah.
Excusia.
A what?
Excusia.
Excusia?
I guess. I don't know. Exousia, maybe?
Now,
it's not an English word. Okay. So there it is. Exousia.
So.
Power, authority, moral authority, okay. Influence, in a personal sense of spiritual and heavenly power.
Well, the unique thing, when I looked up the scriptures, the different ones, one of them was when he was a child and was in there and expounding on, you know, the Bible. They said, hey, this is a child, and he speaks as one that has authority. Mm-hmm. You know, so Jesus was doing it, okay, as a child with authority. So they had a lot of cool things in there.
You like the word authority?
Well, no. I just like, I like his authority, mm-hmm. Okay? Because when you can tell death, hey, depart from me and don't let me ever see your face again, and don't you ever bother my people again either. Because we were meant to be eternal beings. Because in the garden, there was a tree there that we had the right to eat from. The tree of life. So it's pretty cool when you think about it.
Oh, Johnny D, that's a nice watch you got there.
What's he got? Let me see that.
Si, what? How did we go to that from the authority of Jesus Christ?
That's a nice watch.
It's an heirloom.
That's real nice.
Y'all stop
it. Let me see your heirloom.
Roll it this way so we can see.
Y'all are mean. I have the authority of Alton Howard to wear this wherever I want.
You know what I call that, Si? That's highfalutin.
That's high cotton, Si.
Highfalutin.
Now I'm confused. I was about to go down the authority route. Let's talk about my watch, shall we?
Okay.
It's nice.
It was glittering.
Was that a gift?
It was a gift.
Yeah.
From who?
Alton Howard.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I knew him.
You knew him well?
Yeah, I knew him well.
I knew him well.
Well, this was actually from my mom.
He was a song leader.
He was a song leader. This was from my mom, but he owned the store where it was purchased from. He was a jewelry salesman / Bible singer. He sang a few
songs.
Book
writer.
He did a few things.
Okay.
He's one of those reasons I'm glad death has no authority, because I'm going to hang out with him again.
He was one of the original, three guys that was in a fishing boat that come up with
a lot of stuff.
The school idea, right?
Mm-hmm. School of Biblical Preaching.
Yeah, Biblical.
WFR, Camp Chioto.
Al with there. People don't know that even Jace graduated from that school of preaching.
I went there for a day or two. You went to the School of Biblical Studies?
And I ended up in Abilene Christian.
Do you have a theological degree?
Yes, I do.
Look at you. I didn't
know
that.
But see, the school of Biblical Studies closed down 6 months before I graduated, so I went to Abilene Christian.
Finished it up.
Mm-hmm.
And finished at LACU.
Oh, I think we've told the story about Al and his friends.
Yeah, they'll bend over and get the whooping.
I think we've told that story a few times.
Well, yeah.
We tend to do that.
It's something that we may have not told.
We'll run back. It's episode 101. Yeah. We run some things back,
here's
people.
Something we may not have told about old Jason Robertson, though. My namesake.
Your namesake?
Oh, yeah. In high school, Jason's always been a godly man.
Yep, okay? Yep.
Okay, but in high school, he said, okay, hey, I think it was after he was baptized, he went on a missionary trip with his classmates.
Domestic?
No, I'm just saying, hey, he
to
went
the pool
on a
hall with
personal,
yes.
A personal
yes.
evangelist trip for him. And, hey, he preached the gospel to every classmate
he had. That's one of the reasons why Philip's sitting right here.
Yeah,
no,
that's
weren't
true.
You the pool hustler?
No, I went with him into the pool hall.
Because they had a guy.
McIntosh.
No. Oh, yeah.
Kevin McIntosh.
No, I'm serious. They went on because, he would go and teach somebody, and baptize him, and then he would join the group. So, hey, they went on. I'm talking about personal events.
Oh, yeah. It was like 100 people.
Old Blake.
Gaston.
So my favorite story about Mac Millen is Willie. Well, Willie tells the story of the first time he ever laid eyes on
driving down the road.
Some guy with an afro
and $100 bills
turned and looked, and he fanned out about 10 hundos and started doing this.
Fanned yourself with hundos.
Si, you seen it before.
That's a real Philip McMillan move.
Oh, man. Oh, but I always thought that was so cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It really was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that he took the time out of his life for every one of his classmates. Let me tell you something. Here's something important
that you need to hear. That's bold at that age.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It really is. And I'll tell you this. If you haven't read his book, Good Call, you should read it.
Yep.
It is one of the best books I've ever read. But a lot of those stories, Si, are in there.
Hold on.
A lot of those stories are in there.
Oh, no. Hey, as much as we have and as much as we argue, hey, I do love you there, namesake. Yep.
One day we're going to have him on here, and I'm just going to sit here and watch.
No, I will.
You ain't going to be here.
I'm out, and on that note, I ain't going to be here after. Well, I will be here after this break. And we go get in that hello at Duck Call Room.
Hello.
And I've got the easiest Bible verse.
Fans have been up to
Bible verse has already been set up, so stay tuned for that, too.
Well,
commercial.
Hey, and I bet you money it's got something to do with authority.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny D, you got anything in the mail?
You know me. I woke up this morning. First thing I did was go through all the emails, and there were some good ones.
Uh-oh.
We have some good emails.
Oh.
So I don't even know.
Good. It's about time y'all got on the ball.
We have some good ones. So I'm just going to start from the latest one. Tristan from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Hey. We've been there, Si. Philip was there, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I had it on my bucket list. Okay. Ice fishing.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, sledding. That has been done. It's been... Hey, that has been deleted from my bucket list.
It was negative.
This is one time only, boys.
Negative 22 degrees.
And people are going out on the lake with brand new Chevrolet pickup trucks, four-wheel drive,
on
street tires on.
That's it. Driving out on the lake. Drilling a hole in it.
And it's already 2 foot deep on the lake.
And then turn it on a heater.
Yeah.
Well, we would have froze to death though without that heater.
Oh, what are you doing talking
it.
About?
Hey. I'm staying here.
No. What's Christian got to say?
Tristan from Minnesota. He says a lot of nice things about you, Si, and about the rest of us. But
that's nice.
He would like to some advice on how he should talk to his girlfriend's father about marrying his daughter.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
So, but there's a twist. Keep in mind, he's also my boss.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
But they have a great relationship.
Now.
So he's been dating his boss's daughter.
On the down low.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on the down low.
Oh.
No, it's on the up and up.
But now he wants to go to his boss / future father-in-law and ask if it's cool.
First of all, we need to know if this fella here is bona fide.
Are you bona fide?
A job? Are you secure?
He's got a job working for his father-in-law.
Okay, well, if that's the case, and I would say this, be as respectful as you could possibly be, and if your father-in-law likes you already, I don't think you have a thing to worry about.
At all.
Just go up and ask him and say, and he's going to know what you're going to ask him before you ever get to him.
Well, he knows.
He knows. I mean, there's a vibe that goes off there because when I did it with Al, I mean, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And
my father-in-law literally said, well, we've been wondering when you were going to come talk to us. I was like, oops. I thought I was going too fast, so glad to know you're approving.
Now, the funny thing is, both Willie and Jace, both of their father-in-law said no, but they married them anyway.
That's true.
So, and now,
It
worked out pretty good.
Pretty good.
You know.
Oh, no. Willie went to my Uncle Johnny, and Johnny gave him all the reasons they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then he went to Phil, and Phil said, hey, run up to Arkansas. You only got to be 16 there. You don't need her dad's permission. That was Phil's advice.
No, but just be very respectful and make sure he understands how much you love and care for his daughter and that you will do everything in your power to get her to heaven one day, and there is no way he's going to tell you no, unless you're making minimum wage.
Have a career plan. Yeah.
That's checklist.
Size of Stone's advice is have a career plan.
This, yeah.
Well, Stone just hit me with what he said. You know, and by the way, if he says no, just say, well, because of the money. So, well, hey, you're the boss. Give me more money.
Yeah, give me a raise. Yeah.
Give me a raise.
I want to talk to you.
I love your daughter.
I
want
to talk to you about two things.
That's right. Yeah. Hey. No, what they said is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Most of all, like you said, Stone said, be respectful and say, hey, look, I happen to love your daughter. Okay. And I'm asking you, will you give the permission for me to marry her?
That's it.
That's it.
Sounds good.
Phil's in.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You'll be fine.
Oh, you'll That's be it. All right.
Next.
All right. I got Josh from Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Oh, I've been there. Beautiful place. Beautiful place.
It's where?
Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Mountain Home,
Arkansas. That's in North Arkansas.
I like North Arkansas now. But he's currently in Dallas, which I would normally say, but he's getting his master's at Dallas Theological Seminary.
Oh, yeah.
So I say, good for you, Josh. So he has a question about fishing. That one's not important. I want to get to the heavy question.
We'll get to
Wait a minute. What's the fishing question?
We got Stone right here.
The right-handed person, left-handed retrieve bait cast rod. No.
No,
right.
Not bait cast, spin cast.
No, he wants everything on the left.
Well, not a bait cast. No, if you're right-handed, bait cast needs to be on the right.
See, he disagrees.
Spin cast on the left.
See, Josh, I was trying not to embarrass you, but you're wrong. Anyway, so
I had to do.
Well, the way to do it is you look at the best fisherman there is on the pro circuit. Oh, but Martin's buddy, old Wheeler, he's the best. There's no doubt. Where he's right-handed, and his bait caster has a handle on the
right,
and his spin cast has a handle on the
left.
There you go.
Probably well, because so. Most people, if you're right-handed, you throw right-handed. So you're going real left.
Yeah.
But on the bait casting, throw right-handed, real right-handed.
That's right.
While we're stuck on fishing, by the way, my five-year-old, I was fishing with him the other day. He's never caught a fish.
I saw you down there at Willie's pond.
We didn't catch anything there. But at my dad's pond, you catch it for them. They reel it in.
Yeah.
But he's trying to learn how to cast. It's going terribly. And I'm over there fishing. And I look over, and he's just got a bass on the bank. And he did it all on it. So it was his first fish ever. One hondo solo.
Oh, I bet he was fired.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Cast, reel. And he goes, I got a fish. I was like, probably just grass. And I look over and there's just a fish getting drugged through the mud. And I was like, yes. We got fired up.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, so serious question from Mountain Home, Arkansas. Josh, it's a tough one. It's in regard to if any of you have lost someone you love, but you are unsure if they have gone to heaven.
Oh.
Which is a very tough question. And his is personally talking about 7 years ago, he lost his dad at a young age, which is terrible. He says his parents were Christians, but he just doesn't really remember how Christian, I guess, is kind of his thoughts there.
I'll take the lead on this one.
Yeah, I like the man who went to seminary taking the lead.
Here, God's grace is so much greater than any of us understand.
Yes.
His grace is greater than my misunderstandings. And you're not in and out and in and out and in and out. Every time you do something wrong or say something, you're out. And now you're back in. So you're covered. You're covered, and the tenor of your life is toward pleasing God and making Jesus your Lord. And then there's grace, you know? So I would not worry about that. I would let God do all the worrying and everything else and just trust that he's way greater than what your understanding is.
Yep.
That's a good answer, Phil.
It is good because, like you're saying, okay, you know, he knows, God knows your heart,
That's number one.
Okay, and if he knows your heart, there's nothing else to say.
That's it.
That's it. And I would even say we are all God's children. And Josh, you're young. You probably don't have children yet. But when you do have them, you realize what all you would do for this human that you're responsible for, and God gave them to us, and the grace you would give your children. I would give my kids so much grace. It's silly and probably almost to a fault sometimes. And that's nothing compared to the grace that God gives
us. That's right. And wait till them kids get to be teenagers.
Yeah, and I'm wanting to choke slam them.
Yeah.
Stone's eyes just got big. So, yeah, the important thing to remember is we're not in charge of figuring out who goes to heaven. And
nope.
We got, well, as Phil put it so perfectly, grace that we can't even comprehend, understand.
That's right. That's the only
covering me, covering everybody right. I love.
Yep.
You know, and yes, you do have to believe, but it sounds like your dad said he was a Christian. I like it. I like his chances because the Lord says his grace covers all. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, you ready for a Bible verse?
Yep.
I got one. I think
here we go.
Because you already mentioned it from Alan Kellett's lesson yesterday over at WFR, Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Amen.
Amen.
And we'll be with you next week here on the Duck Call Radio.
We all.
Ooh, that's pretty good looking. Take that.